you know, the boys have been playing pretty good. And, you know, it's been all, kind of all three phases, and hopefully we can do it one more weekend.
Playing pretty good. You've won 13 of 14. You mentioned all three phases. You have to field the baseball. You have to hit it, get some timely hits, and quality pitching. My goodness, Coach, what you did last week down at the American Rivers Conference Tournament in Cedar Rapids, going 3-0 and allowing just one run. My goodness, that's throwing it.
Yeah, we got out just of a couple breaks, but I think there were, I don't know, 38 to 42 consecutive shutout innings, something like that. But there were really only a couple of jams, too. So our guys really executed the game plan pretty well, and any ball they seemed to hit hard, we've made a great defensive play on. And so it's just kind of funny how it I've never, ever seen anything like it, to be honest with you, Chris. All of our guys were fantastic. It was just a awesome display of baseball.
Well, Coach, this display of baseball hopefully continues, as you are one of 58 teams that will vie now for the Division III National Championship. And you head for a regional now in River Forest, Illinois, where number one-ranked Concordia Chicago is the host. Also joining you there will be Baldwin, Wallace, and St. John's. Tell me quickly about this regional and obviously some pretty good baseball teams.
Yeah, Concordia is a team that expects to go to the World Series every year, you know, but they did just lose in their conference tournament to the number two seed, so they are beatable, obviously. Baldwin Wallace was in the World Series, I believe, in 2014. Again, they're somebody that expects to go to the postseason every year. In St. John's, you know, we saw them on spring break, and they're a very quality team. I would have said last year's team was one of the best teams I've ever seen offensively, but they did graduate a few of those guys, but they had a great season. They were in the number two seed in the MIAC and got through in their conference tournament. So, you know, it's kind of the royalty of the Midwest right now, and if you want to be associated with them, you got to go beat them.
Coach, something new this year in the D3 playoffs, a super regional. What brought that on as, obviously, first things first, but that would be the next step then, next weekend.
Right. I think it's, you know, with everything nowadays, I think it is cost efficient. Fewer flights for the NCAA to send people around. But the softball Division III has gone to this format here for the last couple of years, and it's worked out pretty well. One thing it does is it cuts down the pitching that you're going to need, because you really only need to win three games as opposed to winning four or five with the larger regionals in years past. So, you know, it's going to be good baseball, and it's not going to be such a grind if you happen to lose a game. It's not so bad coming back through the loser's bracket. So there should be some pretty good baseball being played this weekend.
And the Division III World Series hosted this year by Cedar Rapids. So, Coach, good luck to you and the Beaver baseball team heading for River Forest, Illinois. Friday, 1:30 game, Concordia Chicago, the opponent, Guy Potterbaum, will have the play-by-play on 97.5 KPVU. Coach, thanks for joining us inside the Rentall of Storm Lake Studio, and best of luck this weekend. We'll be listening.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.